Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your girl, the neighborhood pastor, Pastor Polana. We are getting ready to have an awesome time in the Lord. Let's listen to some music and get our praise and worship up.
When he cracks the sky, he'll take me to my home on high. Just one day in paradise.
Hey guys, welcome back, guys, to Bonafide Talk, one of the absolute hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your host, like I said, the neighborhood pastor, Lady Polana. You are listening to Bonafide Talk Live at bftmproductions.online or by dialing into the studio at 424-675-8287. However you are tuning in, your love is appreciated, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk. Yes, it is. Praise God for you. We have an awesome show prepared for you guys tonight. I'm so excited about our featured guest. Our show top for tonight is He is Our God. So go ahead and get your Bibles and something to write with and something to write on, because you know how we do. We have fun. This dialogue is great. We have an amazing praise and worship via gospel music that we play. But most importantly, the most important component with Bonafide Talk is that we keep things biblically bonafide. And that, baby, is Bonafide Talk. Our featured guest knows all about the fact that God is our God. In fact, he has written songs regarding this fact. You will hear his song, He is Our God, later on in the broadcast, okay? The song that you're hearing now that I started with the beginning with this radio broadcast, and the song that you will hear in the background throughout the show, is one of Brother Everett Drake's biggest hits, Paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, he is television personality, lead vocalist for Bobby Jones Gospel. He is gospel recording artist Everett Drake. But make no mistake, baby, Brother Everett Drake is most definitely holding his own in gospeltainment. Yes, he is. Who doesn't know Everett Drake? He travels across the country sharing his love for Christ here in his music ministry. He regularly receives honors and awards and recognition for his hard work in gospeltainment, and he deserves every award he gets. His music is God-inspired. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Brother Everett Drake to Bonafide Talk. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening,
sir. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Oh, my goodness. It's my pleasure, sir. Sir, how have you been?
I'm doing great. It's just a blessing. God allowed me to live to see my 65th birthday, and I'm so excited I don't know what to do.
Yes, yes, I saw that on your social media. Yay, happy birthday, Brother Everett.
Well,
what a blessing it is
so
to still
much.
Be here, ain't it?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely, absolutely.
Brother Everett, I am so glad that you were able to pencil Bonafide talking to your already hectic schedule. Speaking of your hectic schedule, what is a normal day like for Brother Everett Drake?
Well, I work in the music ministry at my home church, First Baptist Church, South Englewood, here in Nashville, Tennessee. I pastor Pastor Napoleon Harris, the fifth. And I work there. I'm a minister of music there at our church. And been working in the music ministry there for over 50 years, Lady Polana.
Wow.
If you can believe that. For over 50 years, I've been working at the same church in the music ministry. I haven't always been minister of music, but they're working just the same. I always try to admonish our independent artists to work in your church, you know, get your covering, your pastor to cover your ministry, and find time to go and sing on the praise team or sing in the choir. You know, so many times we think we're doing something for somebody else when in all actuality, it is for us, because the voice is a muscle like any other muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. So,
amen.
You know, if you be found using it on a regular basis, it does nothing but build the muscle. And I get a great workout, you know, there at the church, working with the choirs and all. And when I'm not there, I'm relaxing, fishing, or, you know, doing something of that nature. I love to fish.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, you just mentioned you love to fish. Brother Everett, do you love God? Come on now.
Say that again.
I was asking, do you love God?
Oh, absolutely. That's the reason I wanted to hear that again. Sure enough, I love God. Absolutely.
Now,
God has been amazing in my life. I could pick up this whole show talking about God. God is ever present in our lives, and I'm just grateful for what he's doing in this season of my life. Like I said, I'm just grateful to yet be here and just thankful that he's continued to bless me and keep me and allow me to still do what I love to do and praise his name. And it's just a blessing to be able to call on his name and know that you have
yes,
a God
sir.
That loves you and cares for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Everett, ladies and gentlemen, know what? He is our God, and I love God. I love God so much that I can't put
yes.
it into words. Brother Everett, God is just good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Ladies and gentlemen, the next song that you hear will be yet another one of gospel recording artist Everett Drake's biggest hits. It's entitled, He's Our God.
everybody. It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, guys. One of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. Here comes the enemy bringing technical difficulties. Well, we're going to make this happen. We are one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. With us tonight is gospel recording artist, television personality, Brother Everett Drake. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Brother Everett Drake back to Bonafide Talk. Sir, we thank you so much for chiming in with us today. Brother Everett, you ready to go into the discussion on our show topic, Here Is Our God?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I know that's right. Let's do it. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I hope you went and got your Bibles and everything that I asked you to do earlier, because we're going to have a little Bible study, okay? Let us first start at Psalms 48, verses 14. For such is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us until death. I'm a witness. Psalms 48. Verses 14. So that's the same one. Okay, so we're going to reiterate that one, okay? Psalm 48, verses 14. So such is God, our God forever and ever. He will guide us until death. There must be a reason why I had to say that twice. God, I thank you. Brother Everett, what is your favorite Bible verse that speaks of the fact that He is our God?
Well, I don't know that I have a favorite. I always, as I quoted in the reprise of the song, He's Our God, I always go to Proverbs 23 and 12, which says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. And I said that, ladies and gentlemen, because He is our God. He's our leader. He's our banner. He is everything that we need. He's a present help in a time of trouble. He's our provider. He's our Keep, He's everything to us, and
yes, Lord.
That just comes to me when I think of talking about our God. We have so many names, you know, that we know God by, and, you know, and I named some of them. That was the inspiration for that song, and
I wrote it
in the fashion that I would present the names and then go back and explain them, what they mean. A lot of times we use these things in worship, and people, it goes over people's heads because they really don't know what they are, you know, and haven't been taught, you know, the other names of God, you know. So that's how the song was actually given to me, and I can't help going to that particular scripture, because that's what that brought out when I read it.
Amen. Amen. He's an awesome God, ladies and gentlemen, and that is Bonafide. You know, Brother Everett, I don't put anyone down. I don't make that a practice for me to do. But I honestly cannot understand how anyone could say or believe that there is no God. Can you?
Oh, no. You know, living in a world like we're living right now, there are so many things going on around us. It's God is so awesome, and there's so many tragedies and things happening in the world today. Only a God could save us and keep us from some of the things that are happening. You know, we experience so many things. The earthquakes and the hurricanes and tornadoes and the floods, and sometimes we wonder how we made it, how did we get through it, and it was nothing but God. And you know, and I being from the South, I can certainly speak on the tornadoes, because tornadoes are very strange, and there's nothing but God that could, in, you know, enable a tornado to set down on my side of the street and
get
not
out.
Touch anything, and then go right across the street and wipe it clean like someone swept it with a broom.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk about the
nothing
favor.
But God could do that. Nobody but God. You know, he's so amazing. And we're not even going to talk about the beginnings of our time, you know, how he hung the stars and the moon and, you know, just called it into existence. You know, this God we serve is a mighty God, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I can't even imagine someone trying not to believe that there is a God.
Right. Now, I would be lying if I didn't say that from time to time I run across a couple of atheists. And, again, not to insult them or try to question their integrity or anything like that, but we always get to that point where I'll ask them, okay, how did this happen? How did that happen? And they can never seem to answer one question. That question is, where did God come from? It's interesting. Now, speaking of description, give us a brief description of a time that God really came through for you on, Brother Everett.
Well, Lady Falana, you know, I don't want to sound like a deep wonder and all, because I've not been delivered from cancer and, you know, and a lot of
come
things
on.
And testimonies that other people have. But just to know that I live... None of my siblings live to be past 35 years old.
Jesus.
And to think that God allowed me to make it to this age is amazing in itself. I was born late of elderly parents, and my entire immediate family is deceased. And I can say this one thing. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where
come
I would
on
be.
Now.
He put people in my life to help me when I was in my early 20s, and all to guide me and help me to make the right decisions, and set friends. You know, we have a lot of acquaintances, but
mm-hmm.
set some real friends that would not allow me to wallow in my sorrow and get lost. Because it's so easy to get lost, you know, in those times if you're not
it
rooted
is.
And grounded. You know, and... they would not allow me to stay in the house, and all. They came to see about me and brought me out and took me out and kept me moving and got me back into singing. And I had lost my zeal for singing and going to church and all that. You know, and if it hadn't been for God, I don't know where I would be. You know, but he sent some, as they said, ministering angels
to come
and see about me. You know, and... I thank him for it, because I look back on those times and wonder where I would have been if it had not been for God, because I could have been lost and just, you know, drifting. You know, I was raised in the church and all, but we all have times in our lives where we experience things that kind of beat us down, you know.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we can't find our way out, and it's... only God that can do those kinds of things and turn you around. Pick you up, turn you around. You hear these phrases all the time. Place your feet on the solid rock. And you know, it's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. And you know, that would certainly be the first thing that comes to my mind, because that was a period when I was experiencing a lot going on. My mother and father both passed within 9 months, and just kind of left me bewildered. And, yes, I have faith, always have had faith, but you're still human, and you know, and being in your 20s, you know, you're not, your faith may not be as strong as someone that's been in, you know, in the service of the Lord much longer, you know, and...
Typically.
I just needed some encouragement and somebody to, you know, minister to me. So many times we spend time ministering to others, but we need pouring into at the same time.
You know what? You know, sometimes the encourager needs encouraging. Amen. Well,
absolutely.
Let's give God a hand. My goodness, I cannot believe we've only got 10 minutes left in the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into worship for a brief while. We're going to continue up listening to Brother Everett Drake's song, He's Our God. I love this song. I'm a huge fan.
Bless you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing up to this radio broadcast. I feel you, Holy Spirit. Brother Everett Drake, when and where will be your next guest appearance, sir?
As a matter of fact, I go out this weekend with Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones to the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Awesome.
We're being featured there for the 50th anniversary of the Jazz Festival, and they're doing a documentary in which Dr. Jones will be a part of. And as you probably know, I'm a member of the Nashville Super Choir and have been from its existence. And we're going to be a part of that great experience there in New Orleans this weekend. And just grateful to be a part of that platform. None of us had no clue that it would grow to be what it became, but I am so grateful that God allowed me to be a part of Bobby Jones' gospel. And I shall forever be indebted to Dr. Jones and shall always be a part of his organization, no matter how God blesses me, because if it hadn't been for Bobby Jones' gospel, we probably would not be having this conversation. And I have to give him his props. I thank God for him. Been a blessing.
Well, we're going to take a moment to give him a round of applause to Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones. Amen. Amen. Brother Everett, where can we purchase your music? You're so talented.
Oh, you can go to your favorite digital download stores, your iTunes, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your music. And the title of the CD is Amen Goes Right There. And it's 10 wonderful songs. The two songs that you're featuring today are part of this CD as well. Paradise featuring Miss Kendra Carr, Pineda. I'm probably tearing her name up. She just got married. And I can't get it together, but she's a wonderful evangelist, a pastor down in Florida. And she was here in Nashville with us many years, and she's featured on Paradise. And, of course, He's Our God. But you can go to any of your digital download stores and get it. And I just want to say also, Lady Falon, that I'm available to come and minister to wherever you may be. I want to, you know, get rid of some of the preconceived ideas or rumors and think that because you're on television, you're not available to come. I'd be more than happy to come.
Sure.
And I'm booked through J. Bender Entertainment, a wonderful young man here in Nashville. Jimmy Bender takes care of all my travel arrangements and all from, you can reach him at jbendere@gmail.com, or you can call him at 615-873-0646. And
excellent.
I'd be more than happy to come for your worship services, concerts, whatever you're having, I'd be more than happy to come.
Excellent. Brother Everett. Awesome job, sir, on tonight's episode of Bonafide Talk. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me. I feel honored that you would ask me. May God continue to bless you as you bless others, as I often say.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out, Bonafide Talk family. Hey, I plan on coming back one day next week, so be on the lookout for when my next show will be, okay? You know the motto. As always, keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's Bonafide Talk. Bye, guys. I love you.
He'll take me to my home on high.
Oh, just one day.
Oh, just one day.